Ryan Burge is a professor at the John Danforth Center on Religion and Politics at Washington University in St. Louis. He's also the author of The American Religious Landscape, Facts, Trends, and the Future. Burge studies the demographics of religious groups across the U.S. and how denominations have shifted over time.
Denominations are on the way out. Protestant denominations used to dominate American Christianity. You know, the United Methodist Church had 13 million members in the early 1970s. The United Methodists are about 5 million now. They had a huge schism just about 2 years ago, and they lost a quarter of their churches. So most denominations in America, whether you're Presbyterian or Episcopalian or Methodist or Baptist, are all struggling right now. And then you talk about the Catholics. You know, a lot of Americans identify as Catholics still, oh, about 22 or 23%. But what people don't realize is that in 1972, half of Catholics reported going to Mass nearly every week. And today, that's only 25%. So what we're really seeing with Catholics is the rise of what we call cultural Catholicism. They identify with it because they might be Irish American or Italian American or Hispanic, but they very rarely actually go to church.
So for the denominations that are shrinking, where are they going? They're not, are they leaving Presbyterians to become Lutheran, or what's happening?
Yeah, so a lot of it's generational replacement. You know, these older denominations, people die and there's just no young people to take their place. For instance, in the mainline, the ones we just talked about, the Episcopalians, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, less than 2% of all Americans are mainline Protestant under the age of 40. So these denominations are really just graying out, and there's no one in their 20s and 30s. And what I tell churches often is if you look around and you see a lot more gray hair than you see young families, you're in trouble. And the end result is lots and lots of these denominations are probably going to fold over the next 30 or 40 years.